see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program. This afternoon, my name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this show. Thank you for y'all dropping by. You're welcome. Family, I want to talk about, continue as I said I would, the discussion about families and how the New World Order is destroying the families. But those that want to, I'm sure you can find a football game somewhere or a golf game and keep you occupied, or maybe learn about immigration or whatever. I don't know what. All this stuff to keep you all busy. There's always things to keep you all busy, people out there. While they destroy the families, you know, little things like that. And I sound facetious because I am. Because people are not looking at this agenda. And there's things they can do. There's events. There's steps people can take. Maybe not what people would like to take. They're going to stop the New World Order. That ain't going to happen. But can you manage it? Sort of. Can you stop them taking apart your family? Sure can. But people don't care. Only a few really care. Freemasons are targeted. They will be targeted. And the Freemasons are targeting fellow mankind. The lower level Freemasons are being lied to by the ones at the highest level. I see that as a problem. They don't, apparently, because they get rewards and benefits and so forth by belonging to Freemasons. But the Freemasons at the highest level, 1%, oh, they know the whole story. And according to Albert Pike, he tells them to lie to their families, lie to mankind, lie to their countrymen. And patriotism? Nope, not a lick. Because their loyalty is to Lucifer because of that blood oath they've taken. There is no oath to be taken ever, no reason to take any oath. If you're telling the truth and doing the right thing, why do you got to take an oath for? Oh, how about that? If you're doing the right thing, why do you have to take an oath? What are you ashamed of? Doing the right thing? Or doing something that's not right? So it's not revealed to the public of the evil that's being done. How about that? James 5, Matthew 5, 33, 37. No oath at all. Not any kind of oath. There's no secrets in the kingdom of God. God has no secrets or confusion. And the Bible's not confusing. It's just that people aren't tapped into the Holy Spirit. Or they try to make up their own religion. The Bible stands on its own. You don't need any other book. Commentaries sometimes help if you have the right commentator, separate from Irish potato. But a commentator, not coming out of Idaho, a commentator that's not with God, not given the Holy Spirit, well, he's like a common potato. Oh, man. Pun intended all and through. A commentator that's not with the Holy Spirit, you got a problem. Family, I'm learning something every day. No more than just like everybody else, learning things every day. You should be learning something every day. This conspiracy, no one's ever going to have their finger on it. But you know what? The ones orchestrating this conspiracy, they know even less. Has it not dawned upon them that their agenda has not come to fruition? Parts of it has, yeah. Albert Pike, Freemason, Luciferian, planned three world wars, of which two went perfectly in line with how he planned it. Before 1873, the planning was completed in conceptual terms of three world wars, and the two world wars of the 20th century went exactly like he had anticipated and planned. Each successive Illuminati, Freemasons, Jesuits agenda and generation would plan for the next one and the next one like a leapfrog. The plan of Albert Pike from 1873, with that letter he wrote Manzini, it's a true letter, called for world wars between 1914 and 1945. The final war, being World War III, was then to be fought between Islam and political Zionism. Islam and political Zionism. Arabs and Jews. Let's get right down to it. Well, who are they, really? Who are the Arabs, and who are the Jews? Well, there's about 1 billion descendants of Ishmael. Makes up a specific bloodline of Ishmael's descendants. Ishmael was the first son of Abraham. Blessed by God to be the first Hebrew Israelite, the first Jew, was Abraham. The Abrahamic covenant. Look it up. Then the second son was Isaac, who, wife, of course, gave birth to Jacob of the 12 tribes, father of the 12 tribes, of those chosen to bring God's word to mankind. The Hebrew Jews, the first assignment, if you will, they failed miserably. Couldn't keep from fighting each other, and the tribe of Dan got a little stupid and ambitious and got exiled, and the tribe of Dan got with a group of the hierarchy, one of the hierarchy named Sanan d'Emmanuel. Fallen angel's name was Raziel. And gave a birth to hybrid that later became the kings and queens of the Merovingian bloodline. 13th tribe of the 12. 13th exiled tribe of the kings and queens of today. Come from the tribe of Dan. Ooh. A fake Jesus is their mainspring. Now some woman they just named Mary, that was nothing but a two-legged womb, gave them their so-called royalty. Not. But in the meantime, the 12 tribes, 11, then down to 10, Ephraim got zinged, were dispersed. They were never able, the Hebrews were never able to bring God's word to mankind. They failed. Then the times of the Gentiles came along. Then later, be written in Greek. God's word and the manuscripts were put away and hidden for centuries. That's why they called it the Dark Ages. Brought out 5,000 documents and manuscripts in the year 1604 to become the only true word of God, King James Bible. But back up. Let's go back to what I was talking about. World War III. Islam. Ishmael. Half-brother to Isaac. Zionism. The Jews. Whoa. So the Third World War, as planned by Albert Pike, will be between the Arabs, the Vatican-created religion of Islam. You heard me exactly correct. 6th century, the Vatican created Islam as a religion to pull in those Arabs that rejected Roman Catholicism after 325 AD. Those rejected Roman Catholicism, no problem, they created a religion for them using Arab Roman Catholics. And the name of the religion was Islam. Muhammad, the prophet, is in the bloodline of Ishmael. Ooh, it's getting tight. So Ishmael, half-brother to Isaac, the first Hebrew Jews, started Abraham, 12 tribes. The Vatican created Zionism in the year 1897 to single out and liquidate Jewish wealth. To find the Jews, to bring them out, to get them prepared for War III. So the Babylonian, ancient mystery schools of religion, the kingdom of the Antichrist, is going to have the descendants of Ishmael go to war with descendants of Jacob and Isaac. And the winner, by default, would be the old Roman Empire. So they're going to have everybody fight each other. And then, to complete exhaustion, and then will come out of it the New World Order. And a despotic government led by the Antichrist. And Lucifer thinks that's poetic justice. Well, I got news for the boy. When the first trumpet sounds, the second half of the tribulation, man, it's all God from then on. It's judgment from the first trumpet to the seventh. Man, we're not even the first seal yet. There's not one theologian on the face of this planet can prove otherwise. Not one. From any school, college, it'll make one lick of difference. They can lie, cheat, steal, and deny. Write books, CDs, I don't know, get on Sid Roth. It's supernatural. All they want, they be lying or they be deceiving. Ain't no in between. That first seal's not been broken yet. The second seal will be World War III. Three quarters of mankind will be destroyed. A fake World War III they're trying to produce with Russia and China and all this other nonsense. Shoot, they may even take out a city, whatever. But it will not be the real World War III. They need chaos to bring order. That brings the first seal. The real Antichrist to bring peace, prosperity, long-lasting peace, not. Because when they say peace and safety with this new Christ consciousness or New Age movement, and all religions can have their freedom and we're all one in Christ and blah, blah, blah. Cooking marshmallows around the campfire, then all hell is going to break loose. And the Antichrist will come out with the real attitude, and God will let him. It's called the second, third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth seal. And then God says, enough's enough. And the sixth seal will be a great earthquake. And that great earthquake, it won't be localized. It'll be worldwide, the shaking. You can call it bipolar earth if you want to, but God don't need bipolar, tripolar, or whatever polar it is. He can do whatever he wants to anytime he wants to do it. And he's not going to tell you neither. He'll make that earthquake, ground-hugging earthquake, and everything on mankind will be taken down. HAARP won't even exist after this. Computers, you're going to have nothing, nothing at all in the sixth seal. And the seventh seal brings on the first trumpet, and boy, it's all God's and then on for 3.5 years. The two witnesses will come out, the real two witnesses, not the garbage they got saying this today. We have two witnesses. I'm not saying it today. We have two witnesses. They have a website. Gee whiz. Can I have the website? I'll send them a message. It's nonsense. Sanand Emmanuel, the fallen angel, will come out as a false prophet. He's calling himself Yeshua, Jeshua, Yahweh, whatever. Yahweh is the wrong way. It's Jehovah is the real God, and Jesus Christ is the Savior. The only begotten Son of the living God is coming down after Armageddon. And Armageddon is after the seventh trumpet. And Armageddon, the real Armageddon, will be between a supernatural type army of 200 million against Jesus Christ. And the odds are overwhelming. Jesus him alone, by command, will destroy all 200 million. No problem. Because they will destroy themselves. Psalms 34:21. It's coming. But who will be around to see it? You don't want to be around to see it. If you're born again, you won't be here. If you're not, you're going to be either in hell or you're going to be running around trying to dodge whatever. Hailstones the size of 100 pounds, what it says in the Bible. Hadn't happened yet. Family, I just gave you a brief overview of what's getting ready to happen. When? Don't know when. Don't matter when. It's God's business, not ours. He's never going to tell us, and Satan will never find out. Until that peace covenant signed, confirmed, whoop, then you got an idea. Family, get right with God through Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to talk today about the family, Freemasonry, secret societies, and I'll cover that today and some tomorrow, actually, because there's a lot to cover. I'll cover some other matters and issues. The news sort of ties in. And here we go. Lord, we come before you today. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities you give us, which we can spread the gospel, for us to learn, for us to share back and forth. And Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Lord, we do pray that the Holy Spirit will spread out the knowledge to keep us straight, keep us humble, Lord, and to guide us along in your holy word. Lord, we pray for families. Father, we pray for families to come together. We pray for the wives to sanctify the husbands and the husbands to sanctify the unbelieving wives. That, Father, by together they work together. And for the families that, Father, have been brought to you, have dedicated their families to you, Lord, you keep them protected. Spread the blood of Jesus around them to bring the family members closer to this family, whoever it may be. The Lord, the family prays together, stays together. Those that are apart, the Father, you bring in the children back to the families. Father, to release, to bring the knowledge of salvation to the Freemasons and the families that they have. Lord, to renounce the blood oath, to give them that courage, give them that protection for the retribution they receive when they renounce the blood oath. That, Lord, to receive their repentance of taking the blood oath, Lord, we pray for that. And sincerely, they repent of it, so, Father, they can bring love back to their family and to cut those generational curses out. And Lord, that those curses go back four generations to bring that to light, Lord, to each family, that they find out that they can break that generational curse and to bring their families back together and bring their children back to the mothers and the fathers. That they'll all be under the Holy Spirit to receive the blessings. Father, we pray for returning veterans. Father, to render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs. Render null and void the voices, the voice-to-skull technologies. To destroy it, Lord. And those you know that you set up divine appointments, that they will have the opportunity to forgive themselves and to accept Jesus as their Savior before the time goes away. And Father, to take their minds and thoughts away from the thoughts of suicide, to set up divine appointments, to redirect their thinking, Lord, and by strangers, by family members, by friends, that Father, they can see this thought in their head, to witness to them, to get their thoughts off the suicide. Too many per day, Lord, too many. Lord, we pray for those children being sought after, abducted for these Wicca sacrifices at the highest level of our governments, and to close down their Burning Man ceremonies, Lord, and their festivals, their solaces, all their witchcraft, to close it down. And Father, to expose it for what it really is at the highest level. And Father, to give courage to these pastors and preachers and rabbis and priests, that, Lord, that they'll preach the true word of God and the gospel in the churches and get away from these denominations, get away from these false Bibles and go with the King James, Lord, because it's the only Bible. Lord, many don't know this. Father, needs to be an outpouring of the Spirit to bring the truth to light. So much deception. Lord, that's why we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. And Lord, we do pray for the one named Jennifer and her family. We pray for her, Lord, that she'll break these generational curses. Lord, that she'll find the cause and bring her family back together and bring the Lord back to the hearts of the children. And Father, all those others we prayed for, Lord, for healing and for comfort of the families of victims. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Well, let's see, I gotta...